Several more loud explosions in downtown Baghdad late today, following yesterday's deadly car bombing. Rocket-propelled grenades were fired at a hotel and a nearby store. There were no reports of casualties. Earlier today, police say four Iraqis were killed and five wounded when a car bomb exploded outside a hotel in the relatively peaceful southern city of Basra. The British military says the bombers may have been planning to hit a military convoy when the explosives detonated prematurely. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Basra.
Soon after the explosion, an angry crowd of several hundred youths gathered at the scene of the blast. British troops and Iraqi police had set up a security cordon around the twisted and charred wreckage of a Mercedes-Benz where the explosives had been concealed. Nearby, on a sidewalk littered with broken glass, a pair of sandals from one of the victims lay in a pool of blood. Bystanders said after the blast, the mob beat a suspected bomber to death. Some in the crowd began throwing stones at Iraqi police and British troops. When one struck a police officer in the head, another Iraqi officer began firing into the air. British soldiers took shelter behind plastic riot shields and armored vehicles as angry Iraqis continued to hurl stones. Meanwhile, a British officer instructed the local Iraqi police commander to rein in his men.
I mean, I'm happy for him to collect information, but we need to try and stay out of the center area so we can preserve the evidence. And if he can ask his policemen to stay calm, we don't want any firing in the air, and we need to ask them to stay out of the area and help us keep the crowd back.
Within an hour, the British had defused what had the potential of becoming a full-fledged riot, all this without firing a single shot. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Napier.
I think anyone who lives in this city who comes under attack is going to be angry. The people of Basra are very peaceful, and they want to get on with their lives. This will have come as a great disappointment to them, and I think that is why they're showing their frustration, not because the British troops are not helping them.
This was the first car bomb in Basra since November. Unlike Baghdad, where gun battles and explosions can be heard day and night, this riverfront city has been relatively quiet. It's become a stronghold for Shiite Muslim militias that have cracked down, at times violently, on the sale of music, pornography, and alcohol. But Basra has escaped the huge terrorist bombs that have killed hundreds of civilians across central and northern Iraq. And while there's no love lost for the British, the long-oppressed Shiite Muslim population here has so far tolerated the occupation. But today, some Iraqi bystanders said they were convinced it was the British who set off the explosion. This man blamed the attack on supporters of Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein and Zarqawi. This is a group, bad group.
Above all, there was fear that there could be more violence here in the future.
Now, not the British and neither the Iraqis are securing our city, and I think it will be again and again.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Basra.